It's time to turn our attention to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football on this Football Friday here on Kate. They are 1-1 in the season. Brady Neal, second-year head coach, joins us. And Brady, a good afternoon. And like always, thank you so much for the time.
Yep, thank you very much.
Well, let's get right to it, recapping a last week's game, a 52-14 loss to a GFW. Your team drops to a 1-1, and give us a recap. Give us your thoughts on last week's game.
Yeah, it was a wet day. Going up there, it started pouring, and we kind of figured, you know, it's going to be a kind of a all ground and pound game, and it ended up basically being that. You know, the weather kind of cleared up, but the ground was just wet, and we had a lot of miscues, two muff punts, and then two fumbles that kind of got us down pretty early. They never started on their side of the field the whole first half, and they just kind of kept rolling with it, and we never really got an opportunity on offense to get a first down and get things rolling. And we just kept having to give that ball back to them. And so it wasn't a great game all around, but the last quarter, we kind of put it together a little bit, scored twice, and got us some momentum for this week.
Now, Brady, you talk about, again, a couple of muff punts, and, you know, anytime in high school football, you look at a score and you go 52-14. It sounds like the game could have been a lot closer, but sometimes those mistakes, it feels like a snowball rolling down the hill. And it kind of sounds like that's what happened last Friday.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really, really good team, and I honestly don't think they're going to lose the rest of the year until maybe playoffs. So they're a really put together team, and they've ran the same offense since they were in, you know, middle school. So they really know what plays are working and where they're supposed to go. And you know, we just couldn't defend the triple option as well as we wanted to, and it would have been a lot closer, but I think the outcome would have been the same, but like you said, it would have been just a little bit closer, and we would have maybe got a few more points on the board.
52-14 loss to GFW, and Brady, if you remember offhand, how are the two touchdowns scored for the Knights?
I know one of them for sure was Jaden Lynn ran it in on a little toss, and I know the other one was a pass. I just don't remember who it was for. I haven't gotten stats completely done yet. It's been a busy week for me too.
Now, Brady, because you teach in the Albert Lee School District, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's homecoming week for Albert Lee, so I'm sure you're plenty busy.
Yeah, there's been a lot of dress-up days. And obviously, with just school in general, kind of busy and getting stuff done here. And we've got parents' night this week at home, so we've got it's been busy, but like I always say, I'd rather be busy than kind of just sitting at home not doing anything.
No, I hear you. Again, Brady Neal, head coach of ACGE. Again, they're 1-1 on the season. They get ready for Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. And like Brady mentioned, it's parents' night coming up at Alden Conger High School on Friday night or tonight. And let's talk about Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. They lost to Randolph in their opener 55-6. They won an 8-6 game against Cleveland last week. So their team is also 1-1. Brady, what do you know about WEM?
They're rebuilding. They're kind of in the same boat that we were last year. They got a lot of young guys, somewhat newer coach. So he's kind of getting his foot in the door, and you know, they're not as good as we thought they were going to be. From looking at film, they run a lot, they pass a little bit, but we feel like on film we've seen enough to strategize, and I think we'll have a really, really good shot at probably pulling away from them, but it's high school football, so who knows what will happen.
Now, Brady, you talked about, you know, looking at film on the Buccaneers. What are some of those keys? When you go into the game, you prepare for the Buccaneers, what are things that your team has to get done to win on Parents' Night?
You know, the first thing that, you know, every game for us has been controlling the line. We feel like if we can control the line this week, their backs aren't as good as we have seen and in the past couple games, and I think if we kind of contain them in that spot and give up, you know, maybe 1 yard of play, if not any, then we will I think easily control the game offense and defense.
Brady Neal again talking about tonight's game against Waterville Legion Morristown against Parents Night in Alden. And Brady, we should talk about the parents, because one thing about high school sports, we know high school athletes, they work really hard. They're in school all day. They come to practice. They have games. Sometimes they get back late after a long bus trip somewhere. And parents are so important because, again, they've raised these young men, and they put in so much work. If it comes to traveling to every game, getting the kids to practices, and I think it's really cool that every sport honors Parents Night, because the parents, they do so much for their sons, but also for the program as well.
Yeah, I mean, they every year step up. We kind of have a thing with our senior parents where they take one away game, and we get food afterwards. I mean, they're always, like you said, bringing their players to practices and staying on them. The biggest thing is staying on the grades. Being a teacher, you know, that's kind of one of the things we really want to focus on. And we've had no players that have been ineligible since I've been head coach. Hopefully that's part of me stressing school, but hopefully it's me stressing the parents too, that it's super important, and having them stay on that has been really important to us. And then, obviously, like you said, just going to all the away games, no matter how far it is. And we travel, you know, hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours away. So it's pretty important to us to see those parents there and giving us support. And, you know, it's just nice to honor them. And it's always one of the big games of the year just to see that big crowd. And hopefully that keeps up this year.
Brady Neal, head coach of, again, Alden Conger, Glenville Evans football. They're 1-1. The Buccaneers of Waterville Legion Morristown, they're also 1-1. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight in Alden. Brady, like always, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you very much.